Welcome, 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 everyone, as we are streaming live here on the floor of ITW 2024. This is JSA TV and JSA Podcast, where we're covering the latest stories and headlines from our leaders in the digital infrastructure industry. I'm Jamie Scott-Okataya, CEO and founder of JSA, and joining me today is my friend Scott Willis, president and CEO of Dartpoint. Scott, yeah. Welcome back to JSA TV.
Thank you, Jamie. This is always good. So this ITW has been a great conference. I know it's just getting started, but it's been a lot of good sessions and a lot of good discussions. So I'm excited for what the next few days holds. It's been good.
And also, thank you again, your generous time today, but also your generous time these many, many months as we work together to create Greener Data Volume 2, Scott being a wonderful chapter author of this book. So check it out, Dartpoints and Sustainability. The story is in the book.
Yep, yep, great. And as I thanked you before, I appreciate the opportunity to do that. As I said to you before, I thank JSA and your leadership in this. There is not a more critical subject that we need to address as an industry. So I was excited to be a part of that process. Enjoyed
it. Thank you so much. All right. Well, today with Scott in the hot seat, we are talking market trends and outlook. Of course, Dartpoint's really the industry leader reimagining the future of performance-driven interconnection. So let's start there. AI. Might as well start with the tough questions, right? AI, hot topic these days. How do you envision AI really shaping the future of data center demand?
Yeah. So listen, AI. I mean, if there's a subject that's potentially as equivalent as
sustainability,
yeah. it could be AI. And AI is. I think we're just at such an exciting time from our industry. I've been in the technology industry for 30 plus years, long time, and I've seen technology trends come and grow. And certainly, one of the things I would emphasize is AI is real. It's not a hype cycle that I think is going to gather a lot of momentum and then it's going to die out. It's real. And it has a tremendous impact on the data center sector, yeah. And particularly where Dartpoint sit on the operator side. How you look at AI from an opportunity perspective is wonderful, but it also comes with challenges as an operator on how do you support it? How do you create the environment? How do you set your data center environment up to be able to support that in a sustainable, profitable way. So we're excited about the opportunities we're building around AI, but it certainly is not coming without its challenges as an operator in terms of how do we establish and position our platform to be able to execute and take advantage of that opportunity. So we're excited about it, but it certainly presents some real opportunities on how we're leading and building the business.
Truly transformative stuff. Absolutely. So another hot topic, we talked sustainability, it's in the book, we talk about AI, but M&A, it's a hot time right now with a lot of corporate M&A activity. You are speaking on a panel just this afternoon, right, today? So recent large corporate M&A activity, given your expertise in this industry, again, 30 plus years here, guys, we are leveraging, what can we learn about the future dynamics of this deal making, and how does Dartpoint plan to navigate in this evolving landscape?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're right. So first of all, I am excited about the panel that I'm on. I think we've got a great moderator who's really setting us up, and we've got some great participants. It's going to be a fun conversation. But listen, M&A is if you look at the technology sector, if you look at digital infrastructure. Right. And then I peel it down even into the data center sector. M&A has always played a critical role in this sector. Right. And we see it every day. Right. Across. If I bring it back up to digital infrastructure, whether it's, you know, towers or fiber or data center across that, there's just a tremendous strategic driver behind why M&A makes a lot of sense. And I think that's going to continue. Right. There are ups and downs associated with M&A, a lot of it driven by economic dynamics that are going on. But if I look at where we are today, if I look at strategically the role M&A plays, that's going to continue to be one of the initiatives as an industry that we continue to lever. And that is that's very applicable to Dartpoint as well. So we've been fairly acquisitive. M&A is a large factor of the platform that we've built today.
Yeah.
And I think that will continue as we look and grow and scale Dartpoints going forward. I see M&A continuing to be a real strategic initiative in how we grow and scale this business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So again, looking forward, M&A hints definitely out there. But for you, what are the key priorities and strategies for Dartpoints in the next several quarters looking forward?
Yeah, so our strategies are pretty clear as an operator and what we're focused on. First and foremost, we're very focused on executing the business, right? Mm-hmm. Just the fundamentals of what we're trying to do as we operate this business and as we grow this business quarter over quarter, year over year. That's important. Secondly, we talked about AI, mm-hmm. right? We're building a very attractive pipeline, very much like all of the peer companies inside the data center sector are. And we're looking at how do we establish and build and grow our platform to support that, right? How do we support the densification of the workloads that AI is presenting to us as a business? So as I kind of look forward to the next couple of quarters, it's all about execution and ensuring that we continue to drive and manage this business the way that we're planning on an annual basis. And then it's how do we prepare the platform for all the opportunities that we see in our future so that we're best positioned to take advantage of those. And that's what we show up and do every day, and we're excited about it.
Brilliant. Brilliant. You heard it here first, guys. Strategic execution, I'm going to call that.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you so much, Scott, for taking your time out of this crazy, busy, hectic ITW agenda that I know you're on, from speaking at panels to speaking here to so many of your clients and partners. We appreciate you always. And thank you, viewers, for tuning in to JSA TV. Happy networking.